All right, so recording now, so please tell me again. So you went to these three guys, and mm-hmm. what was your homework? What was the homework that I gave you? And then tell me everything.
So the homework was to go to each of the guys, the dad and the two brothers, and to see when they go into prospects, what are the five things that they look for? And so I asked them just like that. And so the brother number one, he looked for business income, EPLI, which is employment liability, employee dishonesty, building limits, and cyber liability.
Okay.
So then I went to the dad, and he said that he likes to read how the client is or how he's reacting. He likes to ask them a little bit about their business and get to know them a little bit, how they are. He likes to do his business beforehand, so he knows a little bit about what to talk about. And then he likes to feel out how the time is being spent, if the prospect is giving him time or if he's kind of rushing things. So, and then the other brother.
Did he tell you how he does this or the kind of questions he asks? What did you get from him about that? Because this mm-hmm. is all, so the first guy is all product-based, mm-hmm. right? So when we look
yes.
at three circles, this is all product. And then yes. the dad is all relationship.
Yeah,
he's going to figure out the rest. So yeah, go ahead.
For the relationship, yeah. when he kept asking about, and I've seen him do this when I go out on calls with him, where he is very interested in what they're doing and how they're running, not even from an insurance standpoint, but almost as like he's getting a tour.
Okay.
When he asks about what they're doing and how they run their business and how long, and because that's what, and I think that builds a lot of rapport because it gets them talking about what they love, you know, or what they do every day. So that's the kind of stuff
For sure.
that he's asking them as far as getting to know them. And
how long of the call does that take? Like when you think about him doing his research, asking all
yeah.
these questions, and not even getting into the insurance side, like how long of an appointment does it take? How does he maneuver through that appointment?
Actually, it's kind of weird because it sounds like he would be very slow and kind of, but he's actually very likes to roll pretty quick with things.
Okay.
But
okay.
he does take his time quite a bit in that part of it. But that section of it, I would think would be maybe 5-10 minutes, depending on if he has them walk us around and stuff. And then the rest of it, he's kind of rolling through because, you know, he's respecting their time as far as the insurance side of it. So that's what I've seen out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the other brother, if you want me to go into him. So
yeah.
he wants to know, and this is, I don't know what you would call this as far as the three circles, but it's more, he called it setting up the rules. And he said he wants to know what their relationship is with their other agent, what it'll take to earn his business, and and the other thing is how often he shops. He wants to know, like, is he shopping all the time, or is he, you know, are we going to lose it next year after we win it this year, kind of thing. And he said the relationship thing twice with the building the how much of a relationship does he have with his current agent.
All right, now wait a minute. So setting the rules, that's mm-hmm. a familiar phrase to me because I used to teach that program. So
mm-hmm.
so what that is it, do you know what that is for the thing that we've talked about?
Kind of. I mean, I take it as like, you know, kind of understanding, hey, are you going to take my quote back to your agent, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you letting, or are you going to give him a second shot after that kind of thing. I think that that's what I take it as.
Okay, so one of the things that we talked about is your three circles and
mm-hmm.
then also your qualifying questions.
Mm-hmm.
So really that's what he's doing. When he talks about setting the rules of the game, it's walking through the dialogue of those three circles, the
yeah.
price, the product, the relationship. And then what you hear from him, of course, is a lot about what's happening with the relationship with the incumbent. And you've drawn out your own circles. You've drawn out your own qualifying questions, right? So
right.
it's really, really interesting to me that each of them have a similar way to get there, but a very different technique from
mm-hmm.
the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So keep talking.
And I think it's going to be, so the brother number one, the one that he is all about coverage.
And don't worry, I'll bleep out names,
yeah,
so don't worry.
Gotcha. So he is very, it's almost very literal when I go out with him. Like, it's very straight to the point, like, oh, you don't have this, you don't have that. What's it going to take to earn your business? Why did you agree, to meet with us? Like, it's very, it seems like they kind of have a little bit more of a big personality going in,
mm-hmm.
Obviously they all pretty much do the same as far as production. So it's just totally different personalities going in. So
what did you get out of it? I mean, asking mm-hmm. them